Toni came to the North as a young bride, and now, in 1926, after 2 years, she's helped to build a new cabin, a new family, and a new life. In her memoirs, she took time to think about the turn her life had taken and how her new life should unfold. In the quiet times when Rod was away, the baby asleep, and her daily tasks caught up, Toni would think about the changes in her life. She'd been educated to work in an office. Her skills as a bookkeeper and typist served no purpose in a cabin deep in the Manitoba wilderness. Nothing she had done earlier in life had helped her to adapt to the duties she now faced each day. Her love of poetry and books, and the stories and verses remembered, filled some of the solitude she faced. But her life had taken a great turn from what she had once expected. The family returned to Barron's River for the summer, where Toni and Frankie spent their days close to her sister Gusti and her children, while the men, brothers Lothar and Rod, were busy hauling freight to inland Hudson's Bay posts. Gusti and Lothar had thought when Rod and Toni were married, Rod would give up trapping. This had not happened, but now that they had a child and another one on the way, they were confident that when the winter came, Rod and Toni would remain in the settlement. Wrong again. Late September saw Rod, Toni, and Frankie once again set out for Whiskey Jack Lake and a winter's trapping. Around Christmas time, Lothar arrived to visit with Toni and Rod and to discuss some business matters. Earlier, Lothar had bought out a friend's trade goods from a trading post at Flower Point and had moved the goods to the trading post at the mouth of the Poplar River. Rod had been invited to be part of the venture, but had declined. Gusti and Lothar were now operating their privately owned trading post in competition with the Hudson's Bay Company. Recently, Lothar had become interested in serving as a missionary with the United Church, taking a post in remote areas of Manitoba where the church often had problems placing staff. In this job, he would have steady employment and income, he would be teaching the Word of God, and he would be helping people with their daily lives. He wanted to become involved in this work as soon as possible, but needed someone to take over the trading post. Were Rod and Toni interested? Their answer, after some thought, was no. They were content with their life of trapping in the winter and freighting in the summer. And if they assumed responsibility for the trading post, they would have to forego what they were now enjoying. Lothar was disappointed, but offered to take Rod's furs from his winter trapping and arranged to have them reach the January fur sales in Winnipeg, where the prices would be much better than in the spring sales. Rod and Toni agreed, and the men loaded the furs onto Lothar's dog team sled. They sat together over a cup of tea and visited and laughed. They recalled all their past adventures. Rod and Toni had once traveled from Poplar River to Barron's River by dog team, and later, south of Barron's River, while crossing Lake Winnipeg, they encountered blizzard and heavy snowfall. They could see very little and decided to find shelter for the night. Seeing a clump of trees, Rod found a small island in the lake. They camped there for over 36 hours before the weather permitted them to travel on. The weather was very cold, the snowfall so great that the dogs were buried in the morning. They left the dogs at a Gypsumville boarding house and traveled by train to Winnipeg. Toni had some dental work attended to, and they began the trip home. The dogs were so pleased to see them and so excited about going home, they frequently upset the sled, spilling Toni and their luggage across the frozen surface of the lake. She and Rod laughed at the struggle Rod had in turning the dogs around to gather everything together again. As the three sat in the small cabin on the shore of Whiskey Jack Lake, they enjoyed the humor their lifestyle generated and laughed together at the adventures they had experienced. As Lothar said goodbye and left for Poplar River, Tony and Rod knew his visit had been a tonic for them, and the rest of the winter would pass quickly. Next week, another child is born to Rod and Tony. I want to thank Eileen Wojtowicz, Tony's daughter, who's allowed me to share the family's tribute to Tony and Rod Schutze with you. Goodbye until next time. This is Judith Hudson Beattie in Winnipeg.